Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
And good morning, Empower Church. It's good to be with you. And I hope you have your Bibles ready. To this day, this morning, we're going to go on where we stopped off last week, Sunday. And this is going to be part two. Today, it's going to be one of those days that you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss what we are going to share today. And from the start, I would want to encourage each and every one of you. Do me a favor and let me know how many people are watching with you right now on our YouTube platform, our Church Online platform, our Facebook platform. Just let us know how many people are watching with you. We would love to know. And as you do that, please get ready for the Word of the Lord. We want to go on, as I say, in part number two. And I'm going to save some time for us this morning, because what I have to share this morning is not just life-changing, it's life-altering, and more than that, you have to, as the Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge, not a lack of insight, not a lack of understanding, a lack of knowledge. And so I want to give the Word of the Lord to you, and I want to give it to you in a way that you can digest it easily. And so from the beginning, I want to say again, today we're going to do part two, and notes will be available again for today. And so we want to encourage all of you guys that there'll be an email form coming out now. You're welcome to please give us your email addresses so that we can give part two of the notes for you. I'm making these notes available for the body of Christ free of charge because we want to empower the people. I can put price tags to this, but I don't want to because right now I want to empower God's people with the necessary knowledge that they can go through this season, not just go through it, but victoriously so. And so as you're busy commenting, how many people are watching with you, I want to encourage each and every one of you, take a moment, and if you need this part two notes, fill in your details, let's get your emails so that we can get the Word of the Lord to you. We want to empower God's people with the Word of God. And so today, I'm going to speak about, are we seeing a massive dress rehearsal? I'm going to talk to you about biblically accurate, going through it word by word, and show you again what the Word of the Lord says. And the Word of God is powerful, and you want to stick around with us this morning, because as we go to the end of the service, I'm going to speak very specifically about the anointing, and then we have a surprise and something also ready for you just about the anointing. So that we want to give away and want to have ready for you guys as our people. So Empower Church, good morning. I hope every one of you are well. And again, I say you don't want to miss this course. You don't want to miss this part number two. It is such a vital, such vital scripture, such vital truth in a season where it seems that the world has gone absolutely crazy. I want you to understand just something, as the Bible says in Isaiah chapter number 46, that God has declared the end from the beginning. In other words, there's nothing that happens on earth below. Guys, there's nothing that happens earth below, heaven above, that God is not aware of. He will fulfill everything according to His needs, according to His purpose. And what we are seeing right now is a huge dress rehearsal. And I'm going to show you again, and I'm going to go to my whiteboard. I'm going to explain to you, and you want to get the notes. You want to, whatever you want to do, whatever you do today, get the notes. And I want to again encourage you guys for the Prepare For Now, Prepare Essay. That's our First Fruit Conference coming at the end of the year, at the end of the month, for a preparation time that we may prepare ourselves and our families before the Lord. The Prepare Essay Conference is free of charge. It's going to be Zoom-based, as Pastor Eric said, but I want you guys to register. Get yourself registered on the Prepare Essay, because it's going to be a time where we present ourselves to God. Now is the season that you need to know your God and do great exploits in Him. In other words, the people that know their God has nothing to fear. The people that don't know God have all the reason to fear, because God is very much in control of this season. He has been in all seasons, but in this season, more than ever, He wants you to know His next year is with you. So let's go into the Word of God and let's I'm going to laugh most of this session through because I've got so much joy in what I'm sharing with you, understanding the fullness of God's plan. So for the sake of time, I'm going to summarize very quickly where we were last week Sunday, and then we're going to go forward. So last week Sunday, what we spoke about, I want to show you on the board. Last week Sunday, we said that from Genesis all the way to Jesus, we've seen plus minus 4,000 years. And we have said that from Adam to Abram, there's been 1,000 years. From Abram to Moses, there's been 1,000 years. From Moses to David, there's been 1,000 years. From David to Jesus, there's been 1,000 years. And now we see from Jesus, what we want to call the church age, we have seen a 2,000 years. So we have seen 6 days come and gone. And so that's just for summary, kind of what we did last week. I'm saving us time. Then we saw Jesus coming in John chapter number 1. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word came to tabernacle with us. So God became flesh. That's huge. God became flesh. And so He came and He did about 3.5 years of ministry on the planet. And He came to His own. The Bible says His own rejected Him. The Jews rejected Him. They didn't want Him. And guys, if you are learning today, oh, hold on, because today is going to be one of those days that you want to share with everybody, because it's going to be life-changing and life-saving. So we see Jesus coming to the Jews. By the way, He didn't come for the Gentiles the first time. He came for the Jews. The Jews sent the Messiah to the cross. And this is where it's going to get revealed to you this morning. The Jews sent Him to the cross. He died. And the church was birthed in Acts chapter number 2. And now we've seen what we have called the church age, which has been plus minus 2,000 years, again 6 days. And out of the church age, we have seen two great instructions from Jesus to us. First instruction was we need to restrain. We need to restrain the forces of darkness. In other words, we cannot let darkness lead. And secondly, we need to be and we need to demonstrate the kingdom of God. Are you guys there? Okay, all of this is just summary. And then where we are heading towards right now is massive. Where we are heading towards, we're heading towards the end, but not yet, but almost. And the next massive event on God's calendar is the rapture, because the rapture is going to usher us into the next 1,000 years, which is just before the tribulation. And I want to draw it like this, and I want to, there is where we're going to start our lesson today and our teaching today, and I'm going to start to explain to you. So I also want you guys to be taking notes, because guys, what we're sharing, I'll be sharing with you a topographical map of all the stuff I'm sharing. But what I do want you to do is take notes, record me. These sessions will be available on YouTube. They're only available for 24 hours on Facebook, then they come off. Then last week I told you that just before the rapture happens, because the rapture is the next big event that needs to happen, and that's what usher us into usher the world into a tribulation period. Now this is where it's going to get awesome, because not awesome for the people that stay. We want to get out of here, and this is called the rapture of the church, and that's where I'm going to start to explain to you. And then I said to you last week, you would remember, just before we see the rapture of the church, we're going to see all the signs of Matthew chapter number 24 and 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And that's just for revision's sake. So I said we're going to see all the signs of Matthew chapter number 24. Those are 11 signs, and we are seeing them. And then the Bible says as we are seeing these signs, there will be a 2 Timothy 3 type of people living through the season. In other words, we're going to live through a godless, moral, deprived season. And we're seeing that. And these are 18 signs that will be dominant in the people's lives during this time. And the Bible says because of these signs, Matthew 24 and 2 Timothy chapter number 3, the Bible says many will be betrayed. And I'm summarizing very quickly. Betrayal will play a huge part. Offense will be a huge thing in the body of Christ. Bitterness will be massive in the body of Christ. And I'm again just quickly summarizing, which will ultimately lead to cold love. Jesus says the love of many will grow cold. In other words, People will fall out of love with Jesus. Out of love with Jesus. And then we're going to see the rapture take place at that moment. Now, I don't know if you know, but during the season right now, we are seeing a huge moral decline. Massive, guys. The moral decline is huge. For an example, just the other day, they opened up in the United States of America, where they prayed to a universal God, where they prayed to the God of Brahman and the God of this and the God of that, the Hindu God. And let us be clear, there's only one God. There's only one Father, there's only one Son, and there's only one Holy Spirit. There's only redemption through the Holy Spirit because of the work of the Son, because of the grace of the Father. So let us be clear what we believe. We believe there is not many ways to God. There is one way, and His name is Jesus Christ. That's it. And you have to understand what that means. And I said to you last week, we spoke about that Jesus will rapture those that are alive. Those that are alive. The word alive there is a Greek word for remain, those that are alive. And so what are we seeing? We're seeing people opening up sessions of parliament around the world. I saw it in the United States of America, where they, for example, say amen and a woman. And that's like confusing it big time, because amen just simply means let it be so. So we see a confused world. The world has gone crazy around us. People are not understanding what's going on. And the more inclusive the body of Christ would want to be, the more evil we're going to allow in. And that's where we will have to be able to decide and call on what is godly and what is not. And that's where I want to take you this morning. So first and foremost, what I want to share, where we're going to go. Are you guys all good? So where I want to go to is very simply this. I want to speak to you. I'm going to write it down. I want to speak to you about 1 Thessalonians 4, verse number 13, where the Bible says God does not want us to be ignorant. So right now, what I'm sharing with you, God doesn't want you to be ignorant. He wants you to understand. He wants you to know. And so I'm going to speak to you also, if I get there, about the big vac and all of that. But I want to first just focus on, we're sitting in a society right now that they cannot be the Christians. You have to understand this, and everybody at Empower, you have to understand this, and everybody that listens to me across the world, you have to understand this. What COVID has done, COVID has redefined what you put your trust in, because many people have had their plans, they had their little stuff worked out for them, and then COVID came and COVID ripped the carpet out under people. And now people are forced, suddenly Christians are forced to trust the Lord and put full faith and full confidence in Him and Him alone. So we can't be confused and inclusive like the guy that opened up and said, you know, it's many, many ways to God. No, there's one way, and His name is Jesus. And so the Bible says this event will happen, this that we call the rapture, and the rapture would literally initiate 7 years of tribulation, which the Bible says there will be 3.5 years good and 3.5 years bad, but it's all bad. It's not good at all. And then the scripture says this. I want you to understand this. 1 Corinthians 15:51 says, listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trump will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable and will be changed, and death is swallowed up in victory. Now, you can say, what does that mean, Pastor Gibbard? What does the rapture mean? Now, listen, Scripture says, I love the Bible, because the Bible, we need a revival of the Bible. People need to understand the Word of God, because the Bible says when the rapture will happen, this is what's going to happen. And that's why I say I get so excited when I talk about this stuff, because a virus doesn't have the power to redefine your purpose in God. It just doesn't. The Lord is in absolute full control, guys. However, God wants your heart. God wants your faith. God wants you. And so when the rapture takes place, what will happen is we will hear a shout. We will hear a voice, and we will hear a trumpet. So this is how it's going to play off biblically. 1 Thessalonians 4 verses 16. It says this, for the Lord Himself, Jesus now, the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now, this is how it's going to take place, guys. Listen to this, because I want you to get what's going to happen. You're going to hear a shout. The word shout there is the Greek and the Hebrew is exactly the same. It is the word come up here. Come up here. Come up here. A word shout, come up here. Then secondly, you're going to hear a voice. Now, the word voice here means your name. And then you're going to hear a declaration of war, a trumpet sound. And so the Bible describes all of this will happen in 1 Corinthians 15, 51. All of this will happen in the twinkle of an eye. In other words, us that know the Lord, and you have to know what you believe in, because right now people are not knowing what they believe in. They say, no, I prayed once a prayer, and because of that, I'm saved. I want to prove to you today that many Christians, if the rapture should come right now, that many Christians is going to be in trouble because they have not put their faith into the right thing. Because the Bible says you need to be, before you and I to be saved, we need to put our faith in the gospel. What is the gospel? Well, the Bible awesomely again answers that for us. And guys, by the way, if you're enjoying this, tell me. But the gospel is Jesus died, He went to the grave, and He rose again. And now we put our faith in the full price that He paid in His finished work. And I'm going to share to you the importance of the blood tonight, because right now you need to understand the blood. Because you put your faith in a God that put on a body that died for you on a cross. He didn't just die for your sin. He became your sin because of that. And He rose on the third day, and He now sits victoriously. That's the gospel. And the Bible says again, so with this massive event's going to happen, where this trumpet's going to sound, there's going to be a shout and there's going to be a voice. So first there's going to be a voice. Whose voice? The Master's voice. You're going to hear Jesus say, come up here. Oh, come on, empower. He's going to say, come up here. Then you're going to hear a voice. The word voice here means your name. So physically, you're going to hear your name. So you're going to hear, come up here. Then you're going to hear your name. Like, for example, hey, John. Hey, Tabu. Hey, Nkateko. Hey, Susie. Hey, Christopher. Hey, John. You're going to literally hear your name, and then the Bible says in a twinkling of an eye, you're going to be with Him. In other words, before your brain registers your name is kind of called, you'll be with the Lord in the air already. Because of with the rapture, what's going to happen is He's not going to put His feet back onto the ground. He's just going to come and fetch us. And so what are we seeing right now, and this should be concerning for you, is that we're seeing that all of the world has been kind of put on a halt with a global virus, which many has got a lot to say about. But the point of the matter is, it's been said about already in Matthew chapter number 24, 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And the Bible says these birth pangs must just increase. And I thought to myself, God, before I can even teach the people deeper, I don't even know if they're still at a place of faith. And in power, I'm asking that question honestly this morning, because you have to be able to be in a place of true faith, not just declaring faith. You have to live faith, and not the portions of Scripture that you like, the fullness of the Scripture. So what's going to happen is this. Can we go deeper here? Guys, tell me, are you hungry for the Word of God? Because I want to show you how God has got this plan. He planned this thing out to a T. He planned all of His creation. Everything is planned. And the more I learn about God, the more I enjoy how massive He is. He is omnipotent. He is omnipresent. He is omniscient. And he's all of these things and more. And so this eternal plan of God is about to roll out. And he's already busy with it, by the way. So if you guys are learning, so I want you to, because what I believe in being a good Berean. I believe in breaking the scripture completely, fully. I'm a student of the Word of God. I spend hours in the Word of the Lord. I love God's Word so that the sheep that follow me, they are not the small, thin, tattered looking sheep. I want fat, healthy, groomed, stylish sheep. So they need to look good. Are you guys okay? And so, let me go a little bit deeper here. So at the tribulation, what will happen is this, and I want you to see this. 3.5 years, 3.5 years. Now the Bible speaks in your Bible, in my Bible, the Bible says the following in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse number 13. Let no one deceive you in any way, for it will not come until, listen to me, until the rebellion occurs, and then the man of lawlessness, the son of perdition, is revealed. So the Bible speaks here about two people. Please listen. It speaks about the man of lawlessness, and it speaks about the son of perdition. Are you guys there? Are you with me? So it speaks about the man of lawlessness and the son of perdition. Now, what does that mean? It means this. As soon as the rapture has taken place, as soon as the rapture happens, the world will go into a time called the tribulation. Okay? Then a man of lawlessness will be revealed. Now, a man of lawlessness is the Antichrist. So the Antichrist will come onto the scene. The Bible says man of lawlessness. You have to understand what is lawlessness. And I want to clarify and quantify it again. Lawlessness is what you are seeing. Matthew 24 is lawlessness. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 is lawlessness. Put these two together, you're going to find people that are get betrayed, offended, bitter, and their love is going to grow cold. I find it very interesting that right now, many Christians are full of opinions, but their love for one another and their love for God is dwindling, and their commitment to God is dwindling, and they're saying by their mouths, we honor you, God. And Jesus said, before you see me again, there will be a group of people that will say, they say, Jesus is Lord. However, their works and their lives deny that wording. In other words, Jesus said, your word and your mouth must line up. Now, let me go deeper. Now, what I love about this teaching is this, is that the man of lawlessness appeared. Then the Bible says in the middle of this 3.5 years, he's going to get a deadly wound. He's going to get a wound to the head. He's going to get a deadly wound. And then the Bible says that Satan will come into this man and physically embody him. So the man of lawlessness is the Antichrist. The son of perdition is Satan in the body of the Antichrist. Are you with me? So this is Satan personified. In other words, this is Satan again living in the life of a man. So do you guys see that? This is good scripture, guys. This is good teaching. Man of lawlessness, son of perdition. Now, why is all of this important for you? Because the Bible says that people will accept the man of lawlessness, and so many questions are coming our way about the mark of the beast and all of this stuff. And I want you to understand that the mark comes right here in the middle. That's where the mark comes. And I want to major on the mark today. I want to show you something. Because again, this is good teaching, guys. So, because I want to show you something. So again, let me just draw this out very quickly. Tribulation, 3.5 years. Then we have the man of lawlessness, and then the son of perdition. So what are you seeing there? What are you seeing of the son of perdition? This is what you should be seeing. You should be seeing that Satan, the son of perdition, And, you know, many people, they don't understand this, and it's fine, but that's why I'm here. I need to teach you. So the son of perdition, what is that? Why will so many people follow the enemy? It's because Satan is copying the resurrection. Are you there? That's exactly what the enemy is doing. He's going to copy the resurrection. Oh, guys, I'm talking on authority here today because he's going to copy it. He's a copycat. He's got nothing original. You know, for example, Jesus calls, for the Father calls his son the Christ. Satan calls himself the Antichrist. That's not, it's not very original. And, but now I want to go a little bit deeper. Are you guys good? Before we go on, tell me quickly. I'm looking at all the comments and I want to show you deeper things here. So, Empower Church, you're beautiful people. You're stylish people. You save people. I'm going to pray for you and I'm going to show you how the anointing protects your life. The anointing is the difference. And I'm going to show you how the anointing is the difference. Again, I say the anointing is the difference. And so, but I want to show you, I want to draw something out. So, and if you are taking notes, you guys must take notes on this. I'm going to go now. I'm going to apply that back to our lives now. But this is called the law. This was before the cross. That was based on works. And now we see the church age. But let me take you to a place that I love in the Bible, because the Bible interprets the Bible. We don't need anything else to interpret Scripture. Scripture interprets Scripture. So listen to this. The first church that we saw was Ephesus. The second church that we saw was Smyrna. The third church that we see, according to the book of Revelation, is Pergamum. The fourth church that we'll see is the church Thyatira. The fifth church that we see is Sardis. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth church is Sardis. The sixth church that we're going to see is Philadelphia. The last church we're going to see is Laodicea. Now, let's talk about Laodicea, because Laodicea is where the anointing comes in. And Laodicea has got a lot to do with you and a lot to do with me and a lot to how we are living our lives. So Jesus is saying, before I return, the church age will go through a time where they will run through the church of Ephesus. They will be like the church of Ephesus, effective, growing, know the word of the Lord, power, science, miracles, wonders, commitment. People give their lives, they give their houses, they give everything away to God. Then they go to Smyrna, then to Pergamum, then to Thyatira, then to Sardis. By the way, Sardis didn't get a rebuke. Then to Philadelphia. And the last church we'll see is Laodicea. Now, that's why I need to get the notes, guys. The page that is out right now is for notes. Get the notes. Get the notes. Get the notes. You have to get the notes. So the last church we will see is the church Laodicea. Now listen to me about Laodicea. Here are three common facts about Laodicea, and then I'm going to speak to you about the anointing. And I'm going to speak to you about the big vac if we get there. First and foremost, the church of Laodicea was a church that were selling powder that anointed the eyes of the blind so that they might see. So this is a church that bragged that they could see, or that they had sight. That they had sight. Then the Bible says in Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 18, Jesus says, "Come and buy from me, I self, purified in the fire." In other words, you think you see, but you're not seeing. You don't have sight. And then Jesus says, you guys, even though you're massive, you don't have sight, you don't have spiritual perception, and secondly, you also have become lukewarm. And then the Bible says, because they don't have sight, and because they're lukewarm, Jesus says this. Oh, are you getting context? I love the Bible. Revival of the Bible. You get Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 20, which so many people have quoted, yet I don't think they have understood. The scripture says this, I stand at the door and knock. Where's Jesus? Where's Jesus at the church of Laodicea? Jesus is on the outside. He's on the outside. He's not even in the inside. He's not even there. He's on the outside. So he's saying, I want to come in. I want to come in. I want to be inside. I don't want to stand outside. I want to be inside. And that's why right now, true Christianity will be defined by what is going on with you on the inside. And as a church, as Empowered Church, we took the decision. We said we're making Jesus head of everything because we are a vibrant, on fire, passionate group of people in love with Jesus. Jesus is the reason, and Jesus is the way, and Jesus is everything. And so because He is all that we are and not some that we are, so can I go a little bit deeper here with this? Oh, can I throw out the timelines for you? The timelines are amazing if you think about the timelines. And the first church was from the number zero. Remember, we're counting from Jesus, from the cross, and now was 0 to 286. Secondly, the second church was from 286 to 570. The third church was from 855 to 1140. The third church was from 1140 to 11425, the fourth church. The Church of Philadelphia, which will be the last one, was from 1425 to 1711. And so literally we are seeing the Church of Philadelphia. We're seeing that being literally the last church, the final one. And so this hour is running out, guys. It's running out, and it's always been running out. It's always been running out. And so what I ask my team to do is that we have a little. Can we go deep here? Because I want to show you the power of the anointing. Because there's many questions that people have about the mark of the beast and all these things. And what they don't understand is that the mark of the beast will be something that has got is definitive by worship, definitive by force. In other words, it's not something that you can just haphazardly take. No, it's going to be something you're going to be forced to take it. So what are we seeing globally? We're seeing a massive dress rehearsal, a huge dress rehearsal. We're seeing a massive dress rehearsal to get the world ready to worship the man of lawlessness. Now, if the church remains holy, pure, washed by the blood, and I'm going to prove to you tonight what the blood covenant means, because you have to understand the blood covenant. If you don't understand the blood covenant, there will be absolutely no power in your testimony. Nothing. In other words, literally, if you don't understand the blood covenant, then hell will be the next step. In other words, when we die, we won't go to be of Jesus. And so we made a sheep and we needed to call it something. So we have called our sheep today, we've called it Lambert. Okay? And so if you've been around of Empower long enough, you will know Lambert. So Lambert is our sheep, but I want to demonstrate to you how the anointing practically plays a very effective and powerful role right now And that's going to be my prayer. And that's what I'm going to let you understand this morning. And so I pray that your mind and your heart and your ears will go open right now, that you guys will understand what I'm saying. Because what we are teaching about is so important. Lawlessness is abounding. We're seeing it in the highest offices globally. People are confused. People are like, it's not a boy or a girl, it's not it. What evil is that? No, it's a boy and a girl. It's not a it, it's a boy and a girl. That's it. Man, female. And tonight I'm going to teach you revelatory. I'm going to show you blood covenant. I'm going to show you how much you need the blood. Because the blood with the anointing, that's the big difference. But what do you have faith in? You have faith in Jesus. In what? In what do you have faith? Okay, you have faith in Jesus. In what of Jesus? In what did Jesus do? Because this is key. This is very, very important. What did Jesus do? If I ask most Christians today, what did Jesus do? Most Christians won't even know what he did. So let me show you. Let me demonstrate to you. So right now, the season that we're in, I can describe it exactly like Psalm 23. We are, and this is the thing about sheep. Just change the tune there for me. Guys, are you learning? Are you learning? Talk back to me just for a moment. I have in my hand one of our Empower Church anointing oils. It's just the oil we use as a symbolism of the Holy Spirit. So you guys are going to be seeing Lambert now on your screen. And I want to demonstrate to you something. So here's how we demonstrate. And you guys must love Lambert, okay? Because Lambert is part of the EC family. But it's going to demonstrate to you what Jesus wants to do for you, but you have to receive it. And this is what he does. Jesus is ultimately called the Good Shepherd. And so you're going to see my hands now, and I'm going to just demonstrate this. I'm going to take some oil, I'm going to put on my hand, and this is such a bad way to demonstrate it, because literally in the Old Testament, when there was a true shepherd, they would pour oil on. But let me show it to you anyway. So they will stand next to their sheep, and they will literally pour oil. They will take the oil, they will pour it on the top of the head, and then they'll pour it all the way across on the body of the sheep, and everything of the sheep will become drenched with oil. So the nose will be drenched, the top of the head will be drenched, the body will be drenched, and everywhere in the wool it will be drenched. And so now we have a sheep, but it's covered by the anointing. Why? The anointing covers the head, the anointing covers the body, and the anointing embodies the wool. Now listen to me here. What does that mean? It means the power of the anointing comes, and the anointing comes, and it flows onto the top of your head. And as it flows onto the top of your head, it becomes part of your senses. Now you start to smell the anointing. But more than that, more than just smelling the anointing, you start to see according to your smell. Because sheep didn't have very good eyesight. They had brilliant ears and brilliant noses. Now you are led by the sound of the master. Because the sheep of God are led by the voice of God. And now Jesus calls and he says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. But here's the big but. As the sheep walk, they walk through the adder holes. There's snakes everywhere. But the snakes become educated. They cannot touch the sheep, because the sheep have anointing. And so the snakes got educated. As long as the anointing was present, the power of the shepherd was present. Oh, and I pray to God that you hear me this morning. When the power of the anointing was present, the Bible says the sheep knew the power of the shepherd was present. Why is he called the great shepherd? Because he calls himself the Prince of Peace. He calls himself Emmanuel. He calls himself Everlasting Father, Mighty God. He calls himself the Good Shepherd. Oh, the anointing, the anointing, the anointing. So this is the power of it, is that it's this, guys. The anointing was placed on the head as a repellent. It was a repellent. It educated the snakes. And it educated the sheep. Two, the anointing consecrates you and sets you apart. Three, the anointing enables you to walk through the adder holes, and the adders do not touch you. Oh, I pray you get it. Four, the anointing separates you. In other words, you are not like other sheep. You're different. You have joy. You have peace. You have provision. You have protection. You have power. You talk differently. You walk differently. You act differently. Why? It sets you apart. It draws demonic attention, but the anointing is the difference. And right now, what we need more of is the anointing. That's why the Bible says, Christ in me, the hope of glory. The anointing in me. Then the anointing prepares you for dominion. The anointing makes you aware of the shepherd and you forget the snakes. Lastly, four things. The anointing gets increased by faith. The anointing gets increased by worship. 2 Kings 3:15. Thirdly, the anointing gets increased with prayer. Acts 4:29, 34. The anointing increases by association. That's why right now in this season that we're in right now, where I am educating you about the power of the blood, the power of the anointing, where have we come to? Oh, I pray you can feel the anointing where we are. We are, the anointing is here with us. So I pray empower right then to your homes. I pray you feel it. Because the anointing is not just oil, it's a person.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.